What's going on, everyone?
Hey, everybody. At Inky77 here.
The Master 1980. We are in Retro Fungin North, which now has two beautiful portraits on its walls.
Yes. Actually, more than that.
Four.
Those are old ones. Four.
Two Grand Theft Auto Vice City ones. One Hitman.
And my favorite. The Final Fight.
That Final Fight, I wish it was bigger. I honestly wish it was bigger. Like, it would take up that whole section of the wall.
And showing Honor's smashed open face with
a
pipe.
Yeah, it's violent. Well, this is the original arcade flyer from Japan. This is the original arcade flyer made into a poster. And this is on a vinyl poster. This isn't on paper. It's on vinyl. So, it's going to last a very long time. But I do have to make sure that I don't get any direct sunlight in that. Otherwise, it'll transfer onto the plexiglass.
Start to yellow.
And I don't want that. We are playing Street Fighter while, I would say, inebriated.
Medicated?
Maybe. we have Chinese eyes. And, I'm going random select all the way. We're playing, We're gonna play, Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix?
Yes.
That's what we're playing. I'm being an asshole and picking random select. And I am getting my ass kicked because it just happened to pick Zangief. And I don't know how to fucking play Zangief. The only character in Street Fighter I don't know how to play as.
And you still
get my still
ass.
Won. I don't know how that happens. And I still win.
It's because of your dashes.
Fuck, yeah, I'm button mashing. I don't know how to fucking use them. What do you want?
Only because this hit takes 50% of my bar.
Fuck. Oh my god, I actually pulled off a ball driver.
On a mash.
On a mash!
Oh
my god! If I beat you with Zangief, that's gonna be embarrassing.
Oh, you're trying hard.
Oh, I can't believe this. You had Ken and pulled off a super combo on top of that. Oh my god. I'm going with random select. And I got Guile.
Alright.
And you got DJ.
So we all
this
know
should
who's
be,
gonna win now.
You know, there really should. No, actually, this is fair game.
Is it fair game?
DJ's good.
Assuming I don't know how to use DJ.
He's the same as Guile. Exactly the same. But unfortunate that I am an expert in pre-Super Combo Street Fighter. No pussy air blocks. God, I hate air blocks. Ah, shit. But, yeah, I think there should be a podcast about people playing video games, Stone.
There should be.
Is that what this is now?
A bit.
Well, we have 20 minutes, so we can do a whole show.
Oh, yeah, that's right, we can.
We got recording.
Well, there is the good focus that you have here. You're not thinking about anything else but the game itself.
Exactly. Ah, shit. Like I said, it's a fair game. DJ's good. So you've never seen this. This is the first time you're actually playing this.
This is the first time I'm playing the HD version. I'm thinking about buying it. I think I will buy it now.
You should. I mean, if you're... But just keep in mind, it's going to play differently with the 360 controller.
Yes, I understand that.
And you should also get Crazy Taxi. That's like $5 right now.
At the local...
On Xbox Live Arcade. Mm. It's 400 points instead of 800.
I was thinking about buying a whole card right yesterday, too.
Get 2800. Just get it over with.
2800? How much is that?
40.
$40?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bison.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm continuing with
random
select.
On a random.
I'm going... I don't care. I'm not good.
It's all about timing with them.
Yep. And we were discussing earlier that We believe that in tournaments, like for Street Fighter tournaments or any head-to-head fighting tournament, they should drug test people for marijuana. And why is that?
Unfair advantage.
It is.
People think they're just going to slow them down and, you know, just wasting the time. I think it's actually a benefit.
It is a benefit. Look how we're playing. We've been going head-to-head rounds here. And we were playing Capcom versus SNK2 earlier as well. Yes. The true arcade version from PlayStation 2.
Yeah, I'm actually having a lot of focus here. Actually, sometimes I'm forgetting we were doing a boo.
Yep. And we still got... Oh, man, we still got 50 minutes.
All right. So, well, anyways, yesterday, I went to the Best Buy to check out, you know, whatever they had in games. And I saw, like, the 3DS displayed. There was no lineup for it. I just walked up to it. If you can believe that.
Did you think it was a candid camera joke or something?
Probably. I thought it was going to be just, you know, a DSi XL or a Fan Expo type display. Grown. A really old Fan Expo display.
Yeah, like from 1998.
Any case, I go up to it. They had Ridge Racer as the demo game.
Ridge Racer!
Yeah. I thought it was pretty awful. Only because you had to go through this, like a 2-minute startup. You had to put in your name and choose all that stuff.
Exactly.
When I finally got to play, I set 3D to max. And I started playing. I had to adjust the 3DS several times to get it into the fabled sweet spot. Whoever has one probably already knows. You can't just play it. Because then the picture gets blurry or really disorienting. And after around five to six minutes of playtime, I start getting a headache. Can you believe that?
Dude, that is bad.
That's ridiculous.
How disappointed are you at that?
Very much. Very.
You are a Nintendo diehard. You have been from the beginning. You're one of those people that was there from the get-go.
Yeah, from the get-go.
From the get-go. How much money have you invested in your lifetime into Nintendo?
My lifetime? I'd rather not say.
Definitely over 10,000 from the things you've shown me. Keeping
rather
in mind,
not say.
Keeping in mind inflation.
God. Well, not I haven't personally invested all of it. I have to give a big chunk to my parents.
Oh, my God.
Who bought the stuff for me?
I must talk to your parents.
They've talked to me about it. It's like, we bought you all this stuff. What for? For it to sit in the basement? Yeah. I guess they'd understand the art of the collecting back then.
Oh, shit.
And any...
I'm doing pure random select here. I'm
in
sorry,
any
continue.
Case, the only game that I saw was off the shelves was Super Street Fighter 4.
Yeah? It is pretty much off the shelves now.
I think that's like the only game people bought because I saw piles and piles of other 3DS games. Let's say Madden. Was it Madden? It's some soccer game with a cool box. And that's about it. I look over the 3DS, $250 plus tax, and if you buy a game.
Yeah, because there's no games that come with it. I mean, people like Philip will say though that. That there's enough AR games to go around. I remember him saying that because that's all he's been doing. He didn't buy any box games.
No, he didn't buy any launch games. There's no launch game. He didn't buy any, right?
So no, he only bought the AR games.
So, but I have. I guess Philip has an opinion on the 3D?
He likes it. He likes it a lot. He's still testing out the battery life.
Okay. Which you say the DSi XL has the best.
The DSi XL is the best one, hands down. Oh, shit.
Should open it up and see how many milliamps.
I can't believe I pulled off the hammer. Twice!
Performance enhancing.
Oh my god! I pulled this T-Hawk Super Combo off and killed Vic!
Was that a mash? Was that a mash? Did you mash?
I can't believe that. I gave him three hammers and then the super, and it connected. Marijuana is a performance-enhancing drugs in Street Fighter tournaments. People should be tested for pot. Everyone should have a piss test taken.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Everyone should have a piss test taken, man. When doing that. Because, seriously.
That's serious. It might as well just be a game genie you pop in for yourself.
Yeah, I know. Dude, if you don't beat me, this is it's gonna be very disappointing.
Yes, with T-Hawk.
With T-Hawk. I hate T-Hawk. And I just pulled off another hammer.
There. Finally.
Oh, shit!
No.
Ah, double KO? Is it a double KO? Yes, it is a double KO.
Man.
Ah, this is epic. Oh, fuck.
Oh, come on. Zangief.
Oh, shit.
Oh, come on.
This is... Yes. How can you call yourself a man right now?
I can't. My totem is too great for you.
I have him winning at 9-0.
Yeah, 9-0. Maybe I should readjust my buttons.
Yeah, do that, do it. I'm gonna continue with random select here. And we got Guile. Oh, look, your people.
My people.
Mexican. Whoops. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
How do you do the buttons here?
What is it?
Can you even do it in this?
Helping options, yeah. Helping options. Controls. There you go.
Punches? What?
Yeah, fear, strong, jab. They don't say medium, low, or high. Oh, we still got 8 minutes.
Oh, fear should be here. Jab should be here. Strong. Roundhouse. Forward. Forward, I guess, is medium, right? Medium?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm good.
Just press the circle.
Looks like a really good purchase, though.
It is a good purchase. I highly recommend any Street Fighter fan to buy this game, if they don't already have it. Then again, I don't know a single Street Fighter fan that doesn't have this. Other than you and Will, of course.
We'll have it soon. We'll have it soon.
Although, playing people online is a hit or miss. I will only do that on the PS3. Oh, shit. There you go. And imagine, we did meet the people who drew this at Fan Expo 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we asked them about it. It's like, you know, what's going on with that? And they're like, they told us about how Capcom always wants everything redrawn. They're like, what the fuck, man? This takes time.
Although they were happy with their end product.
Yeah.
Feels like a new game.
Damn, my first loss.
With my button change.
Okay, no more random select. Had enough of that.
The heck do you do that?
Oh, secret code. Remember back in the day? Oh, I got a code for that.
A secret code to get a Kuma? Oh, I forgot.
Boy, he sucks.
So anyways, back to the 3DS. I decided not to immediately dive into it like I've done with the other DSs. Well, maybe when it drops. Because I remember those pictures you sent me earlier. Or an
XL version.
Yeah, or an XL
version. An
XL
version.
With a corrected screen. Because that screen is, you know, the technology's too early, I guess. It was brutal.
Was that a perfect?
Yes. Perfect. Yes, it was.
Yeah, but 10, what is it? 9 out of 10, I will usually always win in ratio.
Yeah, you would, because you've invested a lot more.
I've invested thousands of hours in this game. Or at least what feels like 1,000 hours.
It shows. I recently gotten back into this.
Yeah, I know.
I put it down for, what, 10 years?
10 years you put it down. I never put it down. I never put it down. Oh, Sagat, you suck. Doesn't that sound gay when Sagat dies? Sounds like he's ejaculating.
Whoa.
It does.
What? Dizzy.
Ah, fuck, nah. Sagat sucks in this. He's not nimble enough.
Jack be nimble. So anyways, today I guess we're gonna go out shopping.
Yep.
Finding stuff.
Fine wares.
Well, I'm interested in getting Tatsunoko versus Capcom. Frank says good luck.
Good luck.
Without the joystick.
Yeah. It's, have you checked Red Flag deals and stuff?
I checked Kijiji, Red Flag deals. And they all have with the box, or they want too much. I just remember early December, checking the Best Buy site, they were selling it for like $20. I guess everyone bought it and I didn't. Again, me procrastinating.
How dare you do that to Cammy? I mean, you just basically raped her.
I did. Which is good. That's why I'm holding up my dog tags. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I used to be really good with Cammy. I really miss air throws.
They took that out?
Yeah, for a while. Now they just recently started putting it back in again. Or maybe they've always been there, but they were not made to be a significant part of the game anymore. But that you would have pulled off a nice combo had that connected.
Yes.
But it was too little, too late. Your missing teeth will remind you of my victory. What are we at here now? Oh, we're almost done here, so I guess we can say goodbye.
All right.
Because we're almost at 20 minutes here.
All right. Well, Frank will continue to kick my ass here at Street Fighter.
Yep. Maybe we'll be back. Maybe we'll be back later.
We'll be back probably later.
Yeah, probably later.
Do some shopping and tell you guys about our shopping.
Yep.
What we got. So,
peace out.
See ya.